Have you ever wondered what it would look like to be able to graduate from school with little to no debt? In a moment, I'm going to share with you the three ways that you can graduate with less debt as soon as possible.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you're on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well.
Days, a lot of students are graduating with a ton of debt, and we specifically work with students that want to become physical therapists, and a lot of them, there's schools that are as much as $100,000, $150,000. We actually recently had an event where one of our students there was saying that the school that she's going to was $230,000, and it's a problem when you realize that physical therapists are typically paid about $75,000 to $80,000 out of school. So when you start doing the math, you realize that most new grads are finishing school with so much debt that it actually changes how they do their career. Can you imagine having this excitement of starting your career? You're so thrilled, you're finally a doctor of physical therapy, and then you realize, I gotta start figuring things out because 6 months out of school, I gotta start paying off my loans, my debt, all the different pieces, and you start to realize that the $75,000 to $80,000 that you're getting paid doesn't really feel like a whole lot of money when you're paying taxes, when you're paying off loans. So this is going to be a real conversation, and I'm going to share with you what our students have done differently and even what we have done to really eliminate our debt and what we're doing to teach other students how to do the same thing. Take this, run with it, share it with as many other students as possible. And this applies to not just pre-PTs, not just physical therapy students, but students in general, because as we go into 2024, that is what's happening. Like, I'm talking like schools are getting exponentially more expensive, and the pay in careers isn't keeping up with that. And this is really in a lot of careers, however, in medicine for sure, whether it's physical therapy, physicians, we can go down the whole list. It's across the board where school's so expensive, but you're not being taught how to reduce the debt. So let's talk about it. Let's break it down. And then, of course, I will give you some next steps afterwards. And you know what? Let's jump to the next steps from the beginning, okay? We're actually going to do a class. If you're seeing this, most of the months this year, we're going to be doing different classes where we're teaching you guys more details on this. However, our next class you can actually sign up for. It's a masterclass where we're going to sit down with you for about 90 minutes, and we're going to teach y'all the game. And we're going to actually spend more time on the last piece. And I'll share with you what the last piece is, the third point that I'm going to share with you. However, if you want to just skip ahead and go and sign up for it before it fills up, go to moneyinclasstraining.com. Moneyinclasstraining.com. I'll say that again at the end. However, I want to make sure that if you're right here, you've been with me for the last 2 to 3 minutes, I want to make sure you have access to that before I dive deep into how you can pay for school and graduate with little to no debt, okay? And now before I dive in, my name is Dr. Joseph Skugie. I am a physical therapist. I am a multiple business owner and one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind and Cash in Class University. And what we specialize in is helping, number one, helping students get accepted into physical therapy school with a very high acceptance rate. And then secondly, we teach students how to make money while in class. And we currently have PT students making as much as $23,000 a month. I know it sounds crazy. That's why we're doing the class. So we're going to teach you exactly what they're doing. And some of those people will actually be there to share their story. It's some crazy cool stuff, things that I wish school taught, but they don't, because they don't know how to teach it to you. Let's dive in. And then, of course, after this, I want you to let me know in the comments below, what did this episode say to you? Is that cool? Let's talk about it. How do we pay for school or PT school specifically, because I know I'm a physical therapist, and graduate with almost zero debt? There's really three things, right? So the first one is, doesn't eliminate debt, it at least helps you out a little bit if you're a pre-PT. Now, if you're already in PT school, this first one might not apply to you. Actually, it won't, because you're already in school. However, if you're a future physical therapy student, so you're a pre-PT, the first piece is picking a cheaper school, right? But the cool thing about physical therapy, and this is not the same always for all careers. However, I feel like a lot of careers have the same flow where for physical therapy, as long as you're going to an accredited school, that's all that really matters. So imagine if I go to a school that's $230,000 versus a school that's $80,000, it already gives you a bit of a leg up, right, when you're going to a cheaper school. Now I know that's not always possible. However, it's something like really important to consider if you want to have less debt. And remember, like, the whole thing about less debt is not just, it affects so much more than just you not having to pay off your loans. Because if I'm, the more I'm paying off in debt and whatnot is really slowing down my ability to live my life. So when you got multiple six figures in debt out of school, this is basically like a prison. It's holding you down for as long as possible. So the quicker we can get out of it, the more freedom you have faster, right? And most people want more time, more freedom, and also more income. And if you don't want those things, you're probably lying to yourself. I'm just saying. All right, cool. So the first one is going to a school that costs less. Is that fair? Is that cool? Cool. So the second one is this. The second one is understanding how scholarships work the right way, right? Now, scholarships is something that even as a student, I don't know if I fully understood scholarships too well, because I was like you. I was like most students, where we look up a scholarship on Google, we apply for it, we submit the essay, all the different pieces, and then we don't qualify for it. We don't get that scholarship. Most students, on average, whenever I talk to students that are frustrated with scholarships or believe scholarships don't work, I usually ask them, how many scholarships have you applied for? And on average, it's 10 or less. Right? So a lot of students have just never been taught how to do scholarships the right way. Now, the right way means this, especially when you're talking about grad school, because yes, like when you're going to a physical therapy school, there's not as many scholarships from the school themselves. However, there's a ton of different places you can find scholarships locally in your community, in your city. And it's learning how to find those other scholarships. And then here's the key part, and then I'm gonna share with you a story, is learning how to turn scholarships into really what feels like a part-time job. So when someone says, yeah, I've applied to 8 scholarships, I'm like, you haven't done anything, right? Like, that's nothing, right? And so we actually had a student, her name is Michaela Spencer. I can tell you that because if you wanna look her up, she's brilliant when it comes to this. And this is actually something she specializes in. Feel free to find her on Instagram and tell her I sent you there. Say, Joseph sent me here, and she'll tell you all about how she did it. However, she's one of our clients, and so we helped her. Remember how we help students get into school and then help them make money while in school? So I remember we had just helped her get accepted into physical therapy school, and she had several months before she was actually going to start PT school officially. And so she basically said, you know what? I'm learning all the principles of how to actually leverage scholarships, how to find them locally. We had a guest for a training that we did, and this guest had graduated with no debt from PT school and had done it through scholarships. And Michaela really took a lot of those principles to heart. And we'll teach some of those later, by the way. Took those principles to heart and applied them. Now, here's what she did. This is the piece that I see almost no students doing, which is why most students struggle with the scholarship part. And then I'll tell you how much this person has made in scholarships. So what she did is for about 5 months, she basically treated scholarships like a part-time job, right? Meaning the amount of hours. Think of the amount of hours that you would put into a part-time job. Let's say a part-time job is 20 hours, right? Let me ask you a question. Have you put in 20 hours a week on scholarships? And then have you created a system for how you're going to find them, how you're going to apply for them, how you're going to do the essays for them? And there's so many other advantages now, especially with AI. We're not going to dive into all the pieces. However, she spent 5 months and just locked in and treated it like a job. And part of the reason is most of us, I don't know where to look for scholarships, and most of us do not treat it like a part-time or even a full-time job. Now, for you, that might feel like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work, Joseph. I don't want to do that. Here's the thing. So actually, let me pull up a text message from her. I asked her about this not too long ago. I said, hey, could you update me on how much you've earned in scholarships? Now, at the time when she initially did it, she got just a little over $100,000 in scholarships. Crazy. So but when she was about to start PT school, she had already basically given herself a full ride. Scholarships. We still have one more point, by the way. And so I asked her recently, because she didn't stop. She was like, I still know how to leverage scholarships. I'm not going to stop even while I'm in PT school, which she currently is in PT school. So I said, how much have you gotten in scholarships? Give me the actual numbers. And the reason why I was asking her is because we were doing a masterclass at the time, and I was going to basically share with students how possible it is to master scholarships. So here's what she said. She says, hey, Joseph, for undergrad, I received $53,600 in scholarships to cover tuition and book expenses. And for grad school, I have received, $45,759 for tuition, $37,200 for housing, $45,000 for miscellaneous expenses like groceries and medical. So that comes to a total of, get this, $181,559 in scholarships. What could you do with $181,559? I'm being so serious. It's wild. It's wild. So it's like, it's mind blowing. And I don't even want to, let's see if I can bring this up to the screen. Let's see if I can bring this up. See right there? So that's the real deal. I'm not, like, it's crazy. So this stuff is real, right? So scholarships, if I can understand how scholarships work, that will unlock my ability to graduate with little to no debt, because I you're entering into a career where you want to feel free, where you want to feel empowered. You want to actually live life, unless you want to live a life that feels like an imprisonment, right? Most people want to live a life where they have a say-so, where they feel like they're in control. And figuring out the money piece and the debt piece is massive. And most people just don't know how to unlock it. And for those of you that are like first generation college students or first generation grad students, a big part of it is our families have just never taught us about money, or our families have never taught us how to navigate loans, because you're figuring it out in real time. And so I felt a lot of those pieces as well when we were getting loans for grad school and whatnot. Anyway, scholarships, part two, right? Remember, pick cheaper schools, scholarships, master them. And there's a way to master them. And if you want to learn more about all this stuff, go to that link that I said before, moneyinclasstraining.com, and we got you. Third one is learning how to make more money. That's it. Learning how to make more money, right? Now, the piece, and this is the piece that we're going to spend the most time on during the masterclass. So, like I said, go to moneyinclasstraining.com. However, here's something I want you to think about. Now, the reason why even Pre-PT Grind exists, Pre-PT Grind, which is our first business, we have multiple businesses, generates lots of money, like surgeon level money plus actually every year, right? Like more money than we would have ever made as just practicing physical therapists. We started as students. And what a lot of us don't realize is there's other ways for us to make money. And the biggest piece that we need to think about, and this is what I'll leave you with, and then come to the class if you want to learn strategies of how to actually make more money. So the biggest piece is understanding value, right? Money is brought to you in exchange for value. Imagine what would happen. Imagine if there was a way for you to make an extra $1,000 a month while in school. What would that allow you to do? Let's say it was $2,000. What about $3,000 a month? What about four? What about five? Now, I know it sounds outlandish to you. I know it sounds like, whoa, that's impossible. Is it really? Right? A word that I always say I am not a big fan of is the word unrealistic, or even the word realistic, because it means that I'm seeing something through a very limited lens, a very limited viewpoint. I'm seeing a possibility through my own limitations. And instead of seeing that possibility through what other people have been able to unlock and thus learning what they have done. And so it's a massive game changer. And so what would $5,000 a month do for you? Now, we have students that are doing as much as $23,000 a month. I know right now that'll probably just explode your mind. So let's stick with five, right? So how do we get to $5,000 a month? Now, remember, we're going to do a deep dive during the masterclass. Go to moneyinclasstraining.com. However, the biggest piece is understanding value. The reason why most of us struggle with making money is because we think that the only way we can make money is picking up another shift at our job. And most of our jobs, especially as students, are minimum wage jobs, or maybe we're making between $13 an hour and like $18 an hour. And they're usually jobs that require our physical effort. However, what we don't realize, that's a low value job. And I'm not saying it's not valuable. I'm just saying it's low value in the sense that anyone can replace you. If you got upset that you're not getting paid enough or your boss isn't treating you, they could basically hire someone else and replace you within a day. And then there's a second level, and we'll talk about this more during the masterclass. It's like middle dollar value, right? So this is where you have specialized education, right? So whether that's even a physical therapist, that's still the second level of money making, right? It's where I have specialized education, meaning that there's less people that can replace me, but there's still enough. So as a physical therapist, if I chose to quit a job, right now I don't even work in a clinic right now, but let's say I was working for somebody and I decided to quit my job, they'd find another PT within days. That's a middle dollar job. Most of our income is based off of how replaceable we are, and we don't realize that. Now there's a high value level, and that's what we're going to spend time talking about during the masterclass, where you can take things that you're already good at, things that you're already gifted in, experiences that you've had, and you can learn how to package them into a solution for a problem that other people already have. And that's how you can get paid now. And most of us have never thought that way. Most of us have thought, I need a degree to validate the fact that I can get paid more. I need my doctorate degree to get paid doctorate level money, when that's not true at all. Does that make sense? And so we're gonna dive into it deeper. However, for the sake of this training, I don't wanna go any further, those are the three things: cheaper schools, scholarships, learning how to make more money. If you want to learn that last one and understand it at a deep, deep level, go to moneyinclasstraining.com and then share that link out with as many other students as possible, because what we're going to unveil for you has been a massive game changer, not only for ourselves, but for our students as well. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this. Let me know in the comments below, what did this episode say to you? And then go to moneyinclasstraining.com. We'll see you there. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you can take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.